Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His servants and from amongst His servants, His special servants, He shows them His special path, the unique path. And from the unique paths, the special paths, the very special path, Allah ta'ala says, the special path is the path of Allah's love and His nearness, His irfan. And with Allah's fadl, His karam, with His permission, we are traveling on this path. And the destination, the end point of this path, of this track, is Allah's fadl and His radha, His grace, His pleasure. And when a person embarks on a path or on a journey, then to get to the success point is when the person gets to the destination, to the end of that journey, the right destination. So our success, my friends, is at that time, is that when we attain this destination, get to the destination, Allah's fadl and His radha, we attain this. We achieve this. Now this path of irfan, tasawwuf, ma'arifa, this path, this unique path, this track, this journey that the human being goes on and tries to attain the destination, then the assistance during this journey, or the luggage for this journey that will assist us in getting easily and best to that point, is the ahle ma'rifat, those people of ma'rifat, those who have already passed through this track and this journey, who've seen the ups and downs, to listen to them, their nasiha, their guidance, their light, their enlightenment from their guidance and their company. This is the biggest assistance in this journey. And every sheikh, every guide for his murids, for his students, for those who listen to him and learn from him, he is worried about his students. And he is always asking from Allah that they are bestowed the blessings. And with regards to this, my link, my connection with Hazrat Ji Rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, was a very ajeeb, unique link and connection with my Shaykh. Hazrat's shafqat, his love, his favors are beyond imagination. So much karam, such great mercy and such a favor of his upon me on this ajiz, on this humble servant, that until today, great mashayikh, great walis of Allah are, you can say, envious of this point. Why? Because in the company of the walis of Allah, there's no jealousy. Yes, there is envy, positive envy. So when the students see their fellow, class fellow, progressing, then they don't have jealousy. Maybe there's some pride and envy that subhanallah, our colleague is progressing. And ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَيْشَى. This is what Allah Ta'ala declares, that it's my fadl and my blessings I give to whom I want. This is nobody's achievement. So in this, obviously, just like I said to you, that on this path, to travel on this path, Hazrat's nasihas, his guidance, his love and affection for me was very unique and beautiful in the style in which, in the manner in which Hazrat gave me nasiha, through writing, through letters and verbally. So Allah Ta'ala has given me an opportunity that you come to me, you sit with me, you take my company. We aren't those people. Our tarbiyat wasn't done like this, that we are miserly and stingy, and that I don't share the message of ma'rif with you. I feel like sometimes that the words that Hazrat told me or said to me, I deliver them to you and share them with you. And most definitely, not everyone's like this, I can say, but those who have the heart present and who come to the majma, the gathering, I don't know who is here that wants to be fana or is fana already or is very serious on this path, etc. So most definitely this light that I am showing to you, sharing with you, this will not go as a waste to that person who desires to achieve the success in the hereafter and to get to the destination. There will be big benefit. Hazrat Garami Qadar Rahmatullahi once gave me nasiha, and this is present in his writings, and these have been published. And in my eyes, this was very valuable and precious, and some words Hazrat Sahib said. And after that, the words that he communicated, as I said, I've told you the relationship, that there was a relationship of sincerity and purity with Hazrat Sahib, between me and Hazrat Sahib. So Hazrat Sahib said to me, because the Walis of Allah don't speak wasteful talk, they don't talk for the sake of it, idle, nor do they have time to waste, or nor do they bow down to anyone, or succumb to anyone, or require anyone's help. So Hazrat Sahib gave me nasiha, advice, guidance, that these words, listen very carefully and understand properly. This was how Hazrat emphasized, that what I'm telling you now, understand in depth what I'm telling you. This is what Hazrat Sahib said. So I would like to share this with you, alhamdulillah, that the lesson I was given, I revise it, and I present it in your service, that the Qutb and the Aktab of Islam, Ghawth al-Adham, my Shaykh, Hazrat Arif Billah, his few words I would like to present to you, inshallah. That those people who are traveling on this path, may Allah Ta'ala allow us, may Allah Ta'ala, may we attain Allah's ma'rifah, His irfan and His radha and His pleasure. Ameen. So Hazrat said to me in writing that Faruqi Sahib, remember that this path that you are traveling on, that you are upon, this path, do you understand? I've told you the path, isn't it? The path to Allah's radha and ma'rifah, and the great path, and this is the destination. There's no greater destination than this. Hazrat Sahib said that this path that you've embarked on, that you are on, rasta, for this rasta, for this path, for this journey, the thing, the biggest assistance that we need is the Shaykh's tawajjuh, the Shaykh's focus, and his dua, his prayer. Obviously, the personality who's telling us is, what a great personality was. So he was telling us the reality. Hazrat Sahib said, for this path, this journey, the first essential item, luggage item, you could say, that we need is your Shaykh's, your teacher's tawajjuh, his attention to the student, and his dua for the student. And further, Hazrat Sahib said, without the Shaykh's sohbat, without the Shaykh's company, you cannot complete this journey. You cannot travel on this journey. No wazifa, no prayer, no recitation can make you achieve the goal. This is guaranteed, what Hazrat Sahib said. That nothing on this path, nothing can get you the destination of Allah's radha, ma'rifah, and Allah's love. Nobody can travel on this journey to Allah's love and radha, but he can only travel it with the tawajjuh, the focus, and the dua of his sheikh. Then Hazrat Sahib said, because this path is very delicate, dangerous, you could say, delicate, very finely balanced. And because they had traveled on this path, Hazrat Sahib said that this path is very delicate, don't consider it easy and a walkover. And the reason, because on this path, the nafs and the shaitan, your desires and the devil, will throw their distractions towards you, and they'll loot your iman and loot your path away from you. They'll take your path away from you, and you won't even realize. So Hazrat Sahib stated, the success, there's one dalil, one proof of success, that with your sheikh, with your teacher, your connection should be kept strong. The relationship should be kept strong. So this is a big light for us, guidance for us, that Hazrat Sahib gave. And Hazrat Sahib explained that those who travel on this path, the men and women, only those can be successful that they have the biggest asset for this path, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the bond with our Shaykh. What is our connection with our teacher? So the first thing that Hazrat Sahib explained, that what we need to do is, with our Shaykh, is to have his tawajjuh, his focus and attention, and his dua. This is such a thing that you cannot pull it from anybody. You can't force anybody to pay attention to you. Can you say to anyone by force to do dua? You can ask somebody to do dua for you, but you cannot earn the dua of a person by force. There's a difference in asking someone, oh please do dua for me, or do dua for me. You're asking somebody to do dua for you. And one is doing, asking someone, one is earning the du'as, receiving the du'as. Because you don't have to request and he does du'a for you automatically. So this link connection is a very solid and strong link. What love there will be between the shaykh and the student. And the relationship, it grows stronger. And how does this occur? Who? The murid is the one who strengthens this bond. It's all down to the student. It's not the shaykh's achievement. The more the student desires to strengthen his relationship with the shaykh, he can do this. With his adab, with his manners, with his love, with his belief, with his khidmat, with his service for the shaykh. Yes? Because it's all down to the murid. It's up to him. To this extent, that the murid, he is immersed and drowned in the company of the shaykh, that the shaykh is then forced to do dua for his student. Automatically, I remember once Hazrat Sahib raised his hands and did an ajeeb dua for me. And this came in the writing as well. It was an ajeeb, unique dua. And I didn't ask for this dua, but I earned the dua definitely. Examples I'm giving to you for this reason, because I am not a person worthy of anything. And you are pious brothers and individuals. So when we have to attain the destination, get to the destination, then why don't we take ourselves to this maqam, to this endpoint? Yes, because there's no other tariqah. There's no other way. You can try as hard as you want, do ibadah all night long, but there's one path Allah Ta'ala said, that to get close to me, there's one path to get close to me, that who I love, you should love as well. Allahu Akbar. It's a hadith. This is the one path. And if you don't have love for that person who I love, Allah says, you are forced to, you don't feel like loving him, you don't want to take benefit from him, your heart's not going towards the wali of Allah, you can't think, what shall I do? I'm forced, I don't have yaqeen on the teacher, on the wali Allah. Then from Allah Ta'ala, for that person, it's a big test and a challenge for that person. Allah's put down the condition that to get to my nearness, Allah says, is lazim, that you'll have to love one of my beloved servants. And the more you are immersed and drowned in the love of my wali, Allah says, then he himself, for you, he will ask for you, my nearness. Allah, please get happy with this servant of yours. Ya Allah, make him yours, make him close to you. So Hazrat Sahib did an ajeeb dua for me once, that Allah, subhanallah. Hazrat Sahib did a beautiful dua, unique dua for me once, that Allah, make him successful and make him reach to you with success. Subhanallah, what a great dua of Hazrat Sahib. Accepted beyond accepted Hazrat words. That a person gets assistance, encouragement. Assistance. That there was nothing that I had achieved. There was no ibadah, no sajda. But there was one asset. That Hazrat Sahib, I would see everything of my shaykh, alhamdulillah. And I would see that within me. I made myself fana. And I immersed myself in the company of my shaykh. Because bayat is such an action. The Quran has given beautiful examples of this. I'm telling you this so that we need to understand that this is not a game. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great path. He's unraveled in front of us. Such a great path that such big rewards of Jannah we can attain. We cannot imagine what we'll attain. And it is so delicate as well at the same time. Remember, the Hazrat Sahib stated, that you cannot cross this path. It's so dangerous and delicate. And what's the reason for it? It's so delicate and dangerous. There are so many dangers on this journey that nafs and shaitan, they are sat on this path and they're waiting to lure you and distract you. Many people fail on this path. The nafs picks them up and takes them away, the desires. And nafs takes a person off the path. Shaitan drags a person off the path. But if his rabta is shaykh, if his connection with the shaykh is strong, mazboot, robust, and he is fanaful sheikh, he is immersed in the company of sheikh, then shaitan and nafs cannot affect the person. When a person from his mouth, he says out of love, that the sheikh, Hazrat Sahib said, Allah, that make him come to you with extreme success, with no failure. And then can shaitan distract at that time? No, shaitan cannot distract. So this is the relationship when a person strengthens and makes the bond with his sheikh. When a person does bayah, pledges allegiance to the shaykh, bat, we say, read Surah Fatah, and you will see, it's a different, there's the meaning of the meaning from that verse is bayah. And Allah Ta'ala has shown a type of bayah, and when there was an event, there were ajeeb, you can say events, Baytul Ridwan, we have different names, Baytul Hudaybiyah, Sulah Hudaybiyah is called as well. This meeting is a lengthy event. The Sadakram, the noble companions. Rasulullah went with the intention for Umrah, and the companions were there, but the people of Makkah said, no, you have to turn back. And the Sahaba were sad, and ajeeb condition befell the Muslims at that time. Then Allah Ta'ala gave an ajeeb cure at that time. Subhanallah. The Quran says that ajeeb, a cure Allah Ta'ala explained at that time. Unique cure. And the Sahaba at that time, their minds, they were sad, and Allah Ta'ala gave a solution that do bayah at the hands of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Again, repeated bayah. What did Allah Ta'ala do? Does the Quran not say this? And then in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is praising and defining bayah. Yes, I can't remember the verse by memory. Somebody recites the verse of bayah. And first and foremost, Allah Ta'ala said that I'm happy, I'm pleased with these people. And there's no limit to my happiness. Allah says, when I see them, that underneath the tree, they're taking the hand of my Habib and doing bayah. Doing bayah. Why? Because before bayah, what was their hal? And after bayah, Allah says, what was their hal? As soon as they did bayah with the Prophet ﷺ, then immediately their feeling of distress and sadness and difficulty is in the Quran. The respected scholars have written tafsir of this commentary, that as soon as they took the hand of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, then the effect of bayah, what occurred, soon as they came to bath, Allah Ta'ala said, I allowed sakina, satisfaction, peace to envelop them, to come into the hearts. In the mashayikh state, that when a murid, the student, he leaves and shuns the dunya, he's drowned in the sins, and he's truthful, sincere, who wants Allah's nearness, but his nafs has trapped him, condition of his life have trapped him, he's drowned in the sins, and if he doesn't want to, he's committing the sins, he's in a very dangerous situation. And he says, Allah, I want to get close to you. How do I get close to you? When I look here, there's a thief. If I look that way, there's a thief. I can't find a true guide who can guide me. There are people, so-called sheikhs, who are sat down, who are people of money and dunya. Wherever I go, I see darkness, subhanAllah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then takes that person to the hands of his sheikh, to such a sadiq insan, then soon as that person, the new to be student, comes, he's surrounded and wrapped up in sin. Soon as he takes the hand of the sheikh, the teacher, just like the sahaba akram, the noble companions, immediately peace came into their hearts, sakina. And wallahi, this is what happens. I tell you, this is what happens. I swear by Allah, this is the condition of that person when he becomes a student. Look how the Quran is telling us clearly, and this is what bath is, my friends. Has this happened to us? I'm not criticizing, I'm not doubting anybody, but I'm explaining that this is the feeling that we should have an experience. That a person, if he desires Allah's nearness, then he should always be concerned and anxious. They didn't know, what shall we do? We're upset. Then Allah said, hold the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do bayah. Bayah of what? Now Allah Ta'ala, He gave the guidance here. It's not your, the Nabi says, man, it's my hand, end of story. So when you take that hand, then a person gets very, to a lofty position, the student gets to a very lofty position. This is not bidah, innovation or shirk. Is this not Quran? Yes? Is this not Quran that I'm telling you? So if somebody wants to reject the Quran, then tell me that this is wrong. Tell me. So Allah Ta'ala said, the sakina, peace, satisfaction comes into the heart of the student. And it's a beautiful, because when they were distressed or sad or upset, then sakina meant what? The all of the negative feelings came out of the heart, and that individual, the student, gets the uruj of tawakkal Allah, reliance on Allah, trust in Allah. So when he's immersed, drowned in sins and problems and issues, and he's lacking hope, he's totally lost hope and frustrated, and he says, everything, no, 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 what's going to happen to me now? What will happen? Oh, leave this. Who can be corrected? Oh, forget about salah. What's left in this? Why do I do this? I don't get nothing. I've been totally drowned in distress and doubt. And soon he takes the hand of the sheikh, he gets to the highest level of tawakkul. Whatever happens will be due to Allah Ta'ala's decision. And this is bad. The true sincere murid, I'm speaking about him to you, whether it's a woman or a man. Woman or a man. So have we seen this? Subhanallah. Have we felt this? Then Allah Ta'ala praises the bath, the action of bath, the action of bayah, making the connection with the sheikh. Then Allah Ta'ala says, my fadl and karam azeem comes on to the student. And this was started obviously with the sahaba ikram. And Allah Ta'ala says, all of the success I gave in tafsir, Makkah was conquered. And after that there were expeditions and they conquered and were successful. I said, the foundation was on this bayah, because this was the reward for that bayah they did in the beginning period. Allah says, all of the what occurred after was the reward for the Surah Fatah. Allah says, I've given the reward and this reward will continue until the Akhirah. So a Salik, when he takes the hand of the Shaykh, then when he embarks on the journey, Allah Ta'ala says, all the Rahmah, Fadal of Karam, and my Karam is with this student and it travels with him. And I won't let him drown or fall or get trapped in no way or form. So have you seen how great an action is bad? So the first stage, Alhamdulillah, that a person takes, comes onto this journey, where does he arrive to? But we, what are we like? Because what is our maqsad, our objective? That maybe we don't want Allah's name, so I don't know what we think is the objective of bath, what's in our minds, we come to learn dhikr or do this and that. We don't know what is the objective. 4 days, after 4 days, start to complain, we don't feel like doing this, and we haven't achieved anything, we haven't felt anything. What will such people attain in their lives? Yes? Where will their actions take them? They are living the life of deception, delusion. In this journey, on this journey, remember, everyone is equal. Everyone is equal. Old, young, jahil, ignorant, educated, non-educated, who knows, who doesn't know. Only one thing runs on this path. One success factor, just like my Shaykh said, tawajjah Shaykh, the attention of the Shaykh. Subhanallah. Yes? That a jahil can pull on the attention of the Shaykh. Even the children can pull on the attention of the Shaykh. Sometimes a Shaykh has so much love for a child, I feel like the child sits with me and he keeps on looking at the child out of love. So much there's love and affection, and the child is attending fairs from the teacher. Subhanallah. He's attending fairs from the teacher. I will tell you this further, another point on this topic. I'm not getting bored about what I'm saying. Are you listening to what I'm saying? These are words of tasawwuf. Yes, because you hear about salah and fasting, and you heard last night. So in this masjid, we speak on different topics, unique topics, subhanallah. Because only pure faqeers are sat here, mashallah. You've noted this, haven't you? Here we speak about tasawwuf, Hazrat. I remember Hazrat when I come to this masjid, alhamdulillah. So then I remember Hazrat and then his words, and then you get the benefit as well, alhamdulillah. So very valuable nasiha that I'm telling you right now. Very valuable nasiha. So brothers, in this, when the individual, the servant, gets the attention of his Shaykh and the dua, what are these two things? Let's understand that the Shaykh, he gives attention to his student. What is tawajjuh? The focus of the Shaykh. Yes? So tawajjuh, in English you can say the blessings. In tasawwuf there's a word which is called fairs. What is this? The fairs. Like a person who's a new student, murid. The other day there were some new people who became reeds. When they get dhikr, they say, in my heart there's pain. I don't know what it is. He's new student. He takes the tasbih and then there's pain in their heart. Maybe you will have felt this. Different people have different experiences. So he was a bit afraid. He said, Shaykh, Hazrat, I'm getting pain in my heart and in my head. And Hazrat said that, increase the pain. This is not a heart attack. Your heart is being reformed and improved, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. So the pain that a person gets, sometimes you feel coolness, sometimes a pain, sometimes a pinching. So this is the fairs coming from the Shaykh to the student, subhanallah. You understand? This is fairs. The blessings. And upon, due to fairs, the student achieves success. And to attain fairs, to attain the tawajjuh, the blessings of the Shaykh, the murid, he assigns his life for the Shaykh's sake. Subhanallah. Ask those murids who 300, 400 miles they would travel to please their Shaykh. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Thousands of miles they would travel. Hunger and thirst. The how can I attain the attention and blessings of my Shaykh? Subhanallah. So tawajjuh doesn't mean that Shaykh says, I'm giving you blessings. As I said, please pay attention to me, focus on me. This is not what is the meaning of taking blessings, or please say something on my heart, or look at me, etc. You don't need to do this. That, do those actions, implement those actions that you can make the Shaykh your ashik. Subhanallah. Yes? So here, this child who sat here, for example, he sat here before you, for your time. Yes? You know this child who sat here? That person? Tell me. So how much fares must be going to this person? And he can benefit. Maybe his father was good, so this child, he'll be lofty in his life. I'm telling you this. Because fares is being delivered to that person. So we saw in Hazrat's gathering, fares, those people are grown up now, and look at their conditions. Positive, they would be sat down children, but they're positive, their lives now. Good lives. I've seen that this child, if he stands in the first row, the subhanallah, sometimes I've seen him getting pushed back. Get to the back, how old are you? Get back. And he sat in front of us, right at the front, in front of me he sat. Subhanallah. Have you seen this? In Sharia and Tasawwuf, there's a difference. Sharia pushes and tasawwuf invites and embraces, subhanAllah. Isn't there a difference? You'll have seen this. So he's enjoying sitting at the front and there, can't go to the back, you're praying, why have you come to the front, your age is less, you're spoiling the salah. So he gets the pushing, the shoves. So brothers, fairs, it is pulled upon, it is pulled, it is called upon, it is ant when the student is fana, immersed in the sheikh, and in love with the sheikh, and he assigns himself to the sheikh, then the fairs, the blessings automatically come from the sheikh to the student. The anwarat, the light, and the vision. Why? Because what Allah Ta'ala has put into the heart of his mahbub is wali, then Allah starts to transfer to the heart of the student. Subhanallah. This is ajeeb path, tasawwuf. Sometimes you say it's beyond understanding. Only those people know this path and understand this. Who? Yes, in Punjabi he said what? There's a saying, I don't know how to translate. The person who comes through the path, then he understands. Whoever travels on this path, only he realizes the essence of this path. Very straightforward guidance. So it's not from talking, not from kitabs. Where's the proof? I'm reading the book Imam Ghazali, or Data Sahab's kitab, or Hazrat Ajwairi's kitab. I'm reading this book of Ma'rifat. I say, close all the kitabs. You'll not find anything from the kitabs. One word is enough. Subhanallah. That forget the ilm, forget this knowledge. Just make one word solid. Fanaful Shaykh, immersed in the Shaykh's presence, immersed in the Shaykh's examples. You can have fatwas, this is shirk and bid'ah, innovation, but be fana in your Shaykh, immersed in your Shaykh, and then all of the veils Allah Ta'ala will remove with His fadl, with His blessings. This is ajeeb, great path of deen. So Allah Ta'ala says that when Allah Ta'ala sends the blessings to the heart of the wali, then that is transferred on, conveyed onto the heart of the student. We realize where is the coolness going. So fairs, so as I said, fairs, the word fairs, let me explain, share with you about fairs. What is fairs? An individual knows if fairs is coming or if it's not coming, or has it stopped, the blessings. Yes? How does the student feel this or know this? Look. At that time, when insan, he does dhikr, adhkar, and he has sobered company of the sheikh, the teacher, and when the heart, his emotions are positive, the love is increasing, and he starts to feel enjoyment from all actions, satisfaction, contentment, and the traps and the hurdles, a person gets used to, accustomed to bearing with the difficulties and the traps and overcoming them, and he's working hard, making effort in his life, and beautiful emotions and feelings he's passing through, and he doesn't know what is this feeling that's with me. This emotion, this is the fairs of the Shaykh, subhanAllah. This is the fairs that makes a person majnoon and in love with the Shaykh. And when an individual, the student, feels or sees that the heart is feeling empty, void, like I've told you about people, what's this, I don't understand this. When he start talking wasteful talk, the first stage is, well, I don't feel like doing it. And the heart is not wanting to go towards dhikr. He said, I don't know why, I don't feel like doing any dhikr. I try, but I can't do dhikr. Can't implement. This is the first sign that the affairs of your shaykh has started to cease, reduce. Further after that, what happens? Because the next step is very dangerous. Then slowly, slowly he stops doing dhikr. And he becomes partial. You know partial in tazkiyah? He starts to go more towards partial. Oh, okay, I did a bit, but I don't feel like doing more. And then he starts going less frequently to the majalis, and then he pays less attention to his shaykh and pays attention to others. And because this is the adab that's coming to the person. Then he goes beyond that step, Allahu Akbar. Because this increases, isn't it? The ignorance increases. Remember, there's a person who's on the path, only he can know. Because nafs and shaitan grab the person, as Hazrat Sahib said, this is a dangerous path. Then after that, the other gate opens through which the fairs ends. Because these are all signs of fairs ceasing. The blessings of the Shaykh ceasing. So then his feeling, his desire will start to go more towards dunya. Dunya. And he'll run towards dunya. Then he will lose the differentiation between halal and haram. Then he'll have enjoyment to do wrong. Allahu Akbar. To this extent, that he goes to the high stage of sin and then he drowns in the sins. That individual. To sin, and the first sin, he'll sweat a bit, his hands and feet will be a bit cold, trembling. Then slowly, 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 he will hasten towards the sins. And then the path is sealed and locked on that person. So this is the sign if the student is attaining the fairs, the blessings, or has it stopped coming from the shaykh. And why does it stop? There's one big reason why fairs stops. It doesn't matter which manzil you reach to, whichever step you reach to. One thing that takes a person far away from the shaykh is the disrespect and bayadbi of the shaykh. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this. Allah Ta'ala has ordered through the Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Huraira, Talha, every companion, everyone was gathered, everybody was gathered. Allah Ta'ala could never bear that, my Mahbub, that your companions, they speak louder voice than you. This is Surah Hujurat, isn't it? Yes. Allah says, don't speak in a voice volume louder. And Allah says, I don't like bear to be disrespect. Then the punishment, I'm telling you, the action that takes a person towards losing the fairs of the shaykh. The shaykh never says, I'm expelling you from the Al-Qa'an. The great shaykhs will never say this. Himself he will go. Why should he tell somebody to go when he'll leave himself? Because if the fairs has ended, then the shaykh will disappear. And then Allah Ta'ala changes the paths. And a person chooses another path, etc., and goes towards another direction. So if no shaykh will ever say that, be gone with you, but the great shaykhs will never say to the student, go, be gone with you. Why should they say this? They don't need to say this. Come, Hazrat Sahib said, Subhanallah, that there's no happiness for the person who's come and there's no sadness for he who has gone. Remember, it does the teacher doesn't remember that individual if he's gone or left. This is from experience. Those people always who are with the shaykh and seeing the shaykh, but when the fairs ends, then he even forgets his name, Subhanallah. This is a reality, I tell you, the shaykh even forgets the name of the student. May Allah Ta'ala save us from this adab. This is a very big adab and punishment. This is the adab of the akhirah. That when you see this adab on a person, then run away far from that person. Far. Because he's come onto the trap of the shaitan. And don't go near to him. When you see the insan is coming out of the silsila and he's leaving, he's against the shaykh, he's speaking against the shaykh, then immediately never criticize him. No need. Never say to him, the Hazrat, he's going. No, never need to criticize or respond. That just save yourself, that the drops or the effect of this fire don't reach to you, because it's a very dangerous situation that person's in. He's entered into the danger zone. Don't look at his ibadah, his Quran, his sajda, his prostration. Understand that this person is rejected, this woman is rejected, let me save myself from this person. So he will come to you, you will see him outwardly happy, but you will know and consider that this person is foolish. I have no need. He says, no, I've tried this, you don't need to go on this path. I tell you, they'll even try to distract you. So that insan goes into very bad feelings, emotions. It's not the fault of the shaykh. Automatically he's going himself, the person who was serving before. So fairs has a connection. The blessings of the shaykh, the fairs has a connection, due to connection. And it can take a person very high and to a lofty status. And this is the fairs of the teacher, the blessings of the teacher, that allows the student to increase in benefit. But there's one thing that stops this, that is disrespect, bayadabi of the shaykh. The Qur'an is mostly, what has the Qur'an taught to the Sahaba Ikram, to the noble companions about the Holy Prophet ﷺ? It was the adab, manners, comportment, respect. This is what's in the Qur'an. Don't speak from outside and shout to my Habib. Don't sit too long with him and give him a burden. The Qur'an says that he won't tell you to go. You should feel yourself, because Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that my friend is given aggravation. So Mawlana said, isn't this in the Qur'an? The pages are full of this guidance. And we today, look at our Piri Muridi today. The student and the shaykh. Which adabs are we trapped in? These are such adabs Allah Ta'ala has given. Allah says, what's the punishment? There's such a great sahabi that the Sahaba Ikram, they were told that the punishment will be what? That your deeds, if you disrespect those who are my walis, I will make your deeds get evaporated. You won't even realize, you won't even remember that you did these things. Because the Quran has told us this. And you won't even realize that you've lost this, so that you don't sit down and do tawbah. I will even take the tawfiq of tawbah away from that person. This is the punishment of the disrespectful person. And look at the punishment that is given. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu said, I was scared so much, I was afraid, that I put stones in my mouth when I sat in front of my shaykh, that may I not speak louder than Rasulullah s.a.w. And Rasulullah gave him the peace of mind and encouraged him. Subhanallah. He said that I put the stones and pebbles in my mouth so I don't speak loudly. That Allahu Akbar, Allah says, I will take you away from amal. You won't even realize when you come to me, I'll tell you, you are this. You are not what you thought you were. So this is this path takes a person to proper success, or a person can fall down and lose. And what is that? What's in between? Silence. Yes. What should a person do? Writing the letter, when you write letter, then learn the adab, the address, learn adab when to speak to the teacher, learn adab when to get permission, learn the adab. Hazrat said in one place that the Shaykh doesn't have any need for students. When the Shaykh tells you this, he's giving you tarbiyah and reforming, improving the students. And this is the tarbiyah we attained, otherwise where would we go from this silsala? So this is tarbiyah. And conditioning and coaching, where it's coming from, it emanated from the time, the blessed time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if today a Shaykh is telling us this, is he telling us this for himself? For example, if you respect me, what benefit will I get from your heart? What benefit will I get? Will I get a check due to do this? Will money come to me? Or will maal come? Or wealth? Or will you give me Jannah if I do adab for you? What link do I have? What need do I have? So on this, subhanallah, what we see is the great mashayikh, the great teachers in Islam who passed away in their kitabs. And Sohrawardi kitab you can read, Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ramdullah, you can read his kitab, Imam Ghazali, Ramdullah, Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Uftani, Ramdullah, his maktubat. All the mashayikhs, they definitely included this chapter of adab, manners, comportment. What is the murid, who is the sheikh, what are the rights, what are the principles. But the darja, the status here, which is worthy of achievement, the latest, is Hakimul Ummat, subhanAllah, may Allah ta'ala enlighten his grave, rahimahullah ta'ala. That great, he was given the title Mujaddad. Hazrat Taqi Sahib Muddazala Ali, he called him Mujaddad of Tasawwuf, subhanAllah. That such, how he revived the understanding of Adab-e Shaykh, that his recital, his books, when he wrote this and explained in detail, with that no way can we say that this is not guidance. And the biggest point here is that in this silsila, the murid always tries to attain the pleasure of his teacher. And a point was explained here, that in front of the Shaykh to get fares, the best way, the best method, shall I tell you what it is? Yes, because I don't get any benefit, don't think that I'm telling you for my sake, that the silsila tells us this, that Hazrat Sahib even wrote to me, and even additionally said, that I'm not getting any benefit from you, I'm giving tarbiyah, it's your choice whether you do it or not. What is that? That was prescribed, that a very good method of attaining the fares blessing from the Shaykh is ithali thawab and hadiyah, subhanallah. Ithali thawab and hadiyah. But in this, you need great adab and manners. That either this action will make a person drown or it will take him to the heights. See, I will give the example. This happens with me, maybe this happens with you as well. You went to Umrah, for example. And that we used to go on Umrah. And after going to Umrah, obviously, you remember your sheikh, your teacher. And then you did tawaf for your teacher. SubhanAllah. So what's happening now? Then the message is coming, Hazrat Sahib, I have done tawaf for you today, and I have dua for you today. SubhanAllah. Glory be to Allah. Now tell me, the student who does it, is this appropriate to speak like this? Yes? Is it appropriate to say this to the teacher? But we say this, we send the message. Today, Hazrat, I feel like I'd like to give you hadiah. Can I send the food to you? Can I bring something for you? Can I give you something? Is this hadiah? Hazrat Sahib was written, I'm not saying this from my own words. Hazrat Sahib, Hakim al-Ummat rahimullah, he wrote this in depth, that there are very great actions of adab in taking and giving, in both transactions. What is the method of giving? When you're going in the car, Hazrat Sheikh Rabi said, that don't you have manners, you're sat in the car, hey Hazrat, this is hadiah for you, this is gift for you. And giving the money in the hands of the teacher, and they would never take money, and nor do we take money. So, what sort of method is this? Yes, that you are throwing shoes at your sheikh. Such a great favor is given to you. And that if you've done tawaf for your sheikh or done an umrah, and you're texting the teacher, I've done umrah, and I have sacrificed the animal for you today, the goat for you, the sheep, and you're communicating that, the true murid is who? Who has the awareness that the tawaf you're doing around the Kaaba you're standing, that this is the favor of your sheikh, that he gave you tawajjuh and you arrived to where you are now today. SubhanAllah. This is an opposite scenario. Opposite. So, the true Sadiq, he cries, the Shaykh, your mercy, where have you taken me? You will allow me to progress. When did a ziyarah of Rasulullah, then he's, subhanAllah, he's saying that, Ya Rasulullah, this is due to the barakah of my Shaykh that I'm here. I was this, I was that, I was a sinner. And the other person, the fashionable student of today, he's trying to show that he's repaid the favor. Look, I did dua for you at the Rawda. I brought this for you, etc. I have brought the gift of dates for you. I want to give you this gift of dates, etc. And this comes through text as well, messaging, and this is very easy now. So you're throwing the slippers and the shoes on the face of that teacher, so that he says from his mouth, oh, give me the food, or oh, send these items for me. What sort of tariqah and method is this? Astaghfirullah ta'ala rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa tubu ilayh. Tell me. Now, we've done this, so the shaykh, he will not say anything. Because shaykh is haya, and they say, I want to send you some food, shall I send it? The shaykh will say, send some food. Then, he'll start to sweat, that I'm selfish, that I'm saying, please send some food. And the other time he says, no, that this person, he says, that, oh, I'm not getting any benefit from the shaykh. And may not be that, for example, that person is that he's trapped. That he says, when he says, that I'm sweating, please send the food. But he's lowered himself, and he's demanding from the shaykh that, please send to me, I'll give to you. Is this a tariqah, a method? Tell me. So you can assess this off. But what is Allah Ta'ala saying himself? Okay, I will prepare for you the solution. You are dhaleel like this, you're doing actions of immodesty. So much bi'adabi, so much immodesty. And he doesn't know his bi'adabi, disrespect. And then on top of that, he starts in parallel what? What happens? His fares starts to reduce and end. And tawaf, everything he did, it all starts to get tied up and taken away. So what did Shaitan say? That we are doing this for the shaykh, I'm doing this for the shaykh, I'm not getting any benefit. And so now we check that when the fares, this is the sign, when a person starts saying this, the fares is stopping or he's losing fares. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is how a person then loses out. Then he says, I did this for my Hazrat, I did that action for my Hazrat. And despite all of that, I'm getting a loss. My shoes have been stolen, my luggage has been stolen, or this has happened to me. And who is that person swearing at? Criticizing the shaykh. You say, I did this for him, I did that for him. Allahu Akbar. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajoon. And you understand the point now? The bayah is finished at that time. And this is the way to prevalence this path. Tasbih and dhikr comes very long time after this. Every person does this. Who doesn't do dhikr? Tell me. Everybody does dhikr. Yes, those who hate, those who believe, those who don't believe, those who swear, they've got tasbih, they say subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. Everybody does it. So this is the final sabak, the final lesson. And we give this privacy that I cannot go through, get close to Allah through due to this method, etc. So this is the first point of Hazrat's that I've described, that Hazrat's I've communicated to me, that we cannot discuss this or comment on this in deep. The words of Hazrat that we are in desperate need of the tawajjuh and the dua of the shaykh. Without this, we cannot go on this journey and travel to the destination. This is a very dangerous situation because nafs and shaitan are seated. Allahu Akbar. And they'll take you away with them. You won't realize. If the shaykh's tawajjuh and focus is removed, shaitan will come straight away and your nafs will overwhelm you. We cannot even take one step. Nafs is so big and powerful. Who doesn't want to do ibadah? Who does do hajj? Who doesn't read Quran? Who doesn't fast? Everybody does this. So everybody should be a wali. No. For this reason, because nafs has overwhelmed them. Despite doing all the ibadat, the nafs has overwhelmed them. But the person who stands next to the shaykh and the tawajjuh and the dua of the shaykh is there. Little bit of ibadah. But he will have arrived to the ma'rifah of Allah, that student. Ma'rifah of Allah. What a big difference if we see this. So there's no mujahidat at that time. So as long as Hazrat Sahib was present, I tell you the examples, I'm a very lowly person, I don't like giving the examples, because it should be a very lofty example at this moment in time. So sometimes Hazrat Sahib didn't even say to me, and he knew he's for Nafal Shaykh. For me, he'd say everything that Hazrat Sahib's shoes are taken, I'd sit behind everybody. And in my mind, I never had regret that I should go and do Umrah. But when Hazrat Sahib would stop or do Umrah, would stand for Umrah, then I do it for this reason that I need to take. I had the beautiful opportunity of holding the luggage of Hazrat Sahib, alhamdulillah. And there was no other passion that came stronger. Umrah is a great action. I'm not saying that don't give it priority. Obviously there is. But that thing had overwhelmed me, was most powerful, through which a person gets close to Allah. Subhanallah. So there's a point here. If I explain in more detail, that the salikin for his initiation, ibtida, many people say, Durood Sharif, we say, don't recite Durood Sharif, and people become unhappy. So here's a point I'm telling you now. That for the salik, the beginning point for in our Naqshbandi silsila, the greatest ibadah, more than Quran and Nafil, is more than Durood Sharif, the greatest ibadah is what? The dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance. People are afraid, I can't explain to anyone why. Why? Listen. I'm not saying this, who's saying this? Fadal Ali Qureshi Sahib Rahmatullahi, our grandfather Sheikh, the Sheikh of our Sheikh. He said there's a reason for this. Not this that you are lowering the Rushi, elevating something else. Hazrat Sahib said, you don't need to do anything, do dhikr. People say, what's this? What sort of shaykh is stopping you doing these du'as, kalimats from the Quran? He's stopping you to say Durood Sharif. And those who are weak salix, they say, give us ijazah for Durood Sharif. I want to recite Durood Sharif. What an ajeeb point. Think about this. About the weak student. What's the difference? The reason here is that Naqshbandi's achievement is this, that he wants to be close to the shaykh. That this is the person, if he takes hold of, if he attains the shaykh's company and focuses attention, then the fire will enrage inside him, become so hot that all of the sins of the person will melt and he will yearn to have the advice, the company of the good. So everything was burnt in the fire. And you'll get that from Ism-e-Zaad. And the Durood Sharif is cool, just like there's a difference between Makkah and Medina. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then what is this? It's cool. And he says that you don't need for the coolness. There's a maqam further beyond the coolness cold. When the person will be burnt and he will leave, then the Durood Sharif's benefit will come. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. At that time, recite Durood Sharif. When, for example, the passion will be kindled and it will come out physically, then the shaykh says that now you can recite Durood Sharif and see with your visible, with your naked eye what's going on. One person came to me. These are all words of tajarba experience. He was a sinner. He used to sell alcohol and the flesh of swine and impermissible things I used to walk past. And he came up to me. This is about 40 years ago, I'm telling you. And his name, the Khanka, we made first. He was alcohol he consumed and he used to sell swine, the flesh, meat, pig meat. And subhanAllah, that bait Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, how he took my hand, he was sincere. And in the whole of Europe, in the whole of the dunya of Europe, our first khanka was made in Manchester, and he made that khanka, subhanAllah. And himself, he saw in a dream which maqam of Jannah he was in, the level of Jannah he was in. So this is what is bait, my friends. He had qadr and appreciation. He came to me and he said, Hazrat Sahib, I have come to do Tawbah. I said, you want to do Tawbah? He said, yes. I said, why you? He said, that you passed by my shop and I liked you and I've come to you. I said, you come to me, then you'll have to, it'll be difficult for you. He said, why? I said, all of these things of the alcohol shop and pig meat and the people of your family will turf you out. He said, that's what I've come to do. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I'm telling you, on the event of this country, that what a great, great action is tasawwuf. Then we see that how honest are we and how much are we liars. I am telling you the stories of the honest people and the liars, that what I've seen with my eyes. Imagine this. He said, it's not having any effect on me. Why not? Further. I said, is it? I said, okay, come. And I gave him bayah. And after giving bayah, his whole body was lost in the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah. This was his function at that time. So I started to think, yeah, that so quickly the Ism-e Adham has had an effect on him. In that part of the night when I wake, subhanAllah, it was extreme cold winter time. I said, you can sit inside. He said, no, I'll sit outside. The shops are closed, the houses, the doors are closed. It wasn't that he was mad. He said, Allah, Allah, Allah. And his body, mashallah, his heart would move. So Hazrat was alive. Then I wrote this story to Hazrat Sahib. Hazrat Sahib smiled and gave me the answer for this, that do this with him. And I did this. And then I cooled down the fire. Do you understand? Because then the fire can be cooled down. The passion can be cooled down. Everything is burnt within that person, melted, and Allah's name is coming to the heart. Then subhanAllah, that iman has been woken up with the name of Muhammadi, Nuri Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that's where the real benefit comes from, isn't it? So what I was sharing with you or requesting was that this is what happens in reality, that Ism-e Zaad, the Walis of Allah give this for this reason, so that your heart, it warms up. Tell me, that if something is opposite, then how can a person go to the opposite? Because two opposites cannot match. The murid, subhanAllah, he says, get it hotter, and the shaykh saying, let it cool down. Whatever path you're on, carry on with it, end of story. Without questioning, become sadiq, honest and sincere, I want Allah, then all of these will come. The Ism-e Zaad will have an effect, the name of Allah will have an effect, and mashallah, that person feels warm on the inside. And beyond that, and these are all words that I'm sharing with you. And if it's not happening with us, then it's our fault. The tawajjuh is there, the fairs is there, the blessings are there, everything arrives to the student. So, as I was saying, that most of all, the thing that will make this path get lost is disrespect, just like I gave the example of hadiyah. So today, commonly, our relationships, the link between the murid and the shaykh is due to these worldly matters. Yes, there's another manners of giving, of taking, ihtiram, there should be respect. And further, the real article is that when a person wants to give something to his shaykh, I'm telling you the basis of this, what will happen? What's the base of this? The base should be this. Not that Hazrat, will he prefer this or not? That, shall I give or not give? No, there's one basis of success. Was I explained based on Quran and Hadith, that whatever you like the most, then give that to your shaykh. Oh, subhanallah. Subhanallah. And here, ajeeb example has been given to you. Subhanallah. So what I'm saying is, have you seen the basis? This is the line. The line, the path of the soul is very unique. That how is a person pleasing the shaykh, taking his attention and his focus? What methods he's given? Hadiya, etc. So may Allah Ta'ala give us siddaq to all of us. And may Allah Ta'ala give us success on this path. These few words, that out of my love, out of the love of my shaykh, I presented them to you. So I seek forgiveness if somebody didn't like what he heard, etc. So if we understand, then Allah Ta'ala says that nobody is forced to come. This is the path of love, not of hitting anyone, forcing and pushing. Whoever comes will continue to travel. It's Allah's choice. And whatever amount you want, you will get more based on that, proportionately. And you cannot force anybody on this path. Why don't you do this? Why don't you ever the... Why haven't you done this, etc.? Nobody can be forced. Adab is from the heart. This is not something you can force somebody to respect you or somebody else. No, no. Allah Ta'ala says this is not what happens. Allah Ta'ala has made a principle, and this principle continues. It's come from the Quran, from the time of Rasulullah. It continues to the Sahaba and beyond, and it will continue to Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah. Those who have good destiny and fortune, they will take all of this path and they will continue on the journey through this dunya. Let's do dua that may Allah Ta'ala make us all an honest murid student. Ameen.